Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 7th of December and this is my audio boo. Oh, and it's a Tuesday, I think. Yes. Right. There's been an explosion of audio boos since yesterday and I'm really behind listening to them all for various reasons today. I'm behind with everything today. So I may cover something that somebody else has already said, but I just wanted to touch again on the tidying up and storage issue. I didn't want to imply that my children were really tidy. They're not bad, I suppose, but they still have a long way to go. But they are getting better. Another tip I thought of for tidying, and again, this might be because my children are older, but I'm sure we started to do this when they were younger as well, is be very specific. Don't just say tidy up. I tend to find that I'll say it's tidy time, go away for 5 minutes, and then they'll say they're done, and I come back out, and then I have to be very specific. I'll say, that book needs picking up and putting away, that Lego needs putting away in the drawers, there's stuff still on the windowsill, and I basically go through and point out what else needs to be done. And I do think that it can be a bit overwhelming, especially for your young children, to see a whole very messy room and be told to tidy up. I think breaking it down to smaller parts, and I do this as an adult, I start to break my tasks down to smaller tasks as well. I think it makes it a bit more manageable for them and makes it very clear what it is you're actually expecting them to do. I don't know if that helps at all. Yes, our kids have toys up in their bedrooms. They also have a big amount of space downstairs for toys. They're everywhere. Help. We tend to have a going upstairs time and a lights out time. We don't tend to have a sleep time because I've always been of the opinion that you have to you can lead a child to bed, but you can't make them sleep. The advantage of having toys in their rooms, I should say that they do generally go to sleep fairly quickly afterwards, especially at the moment, they're going to sleep before lights out time because they're so knackered, so I don't think it's been that big of a problem, although they certainly have had times when they've been running around late at night, but that's more chatting with each other, not playing with toys. The big advantage with having toys in their rooms is that they give you that extra bit of time as they get older in the morning after they've woken up. Yes, they have a bunny clock which tells them when they can come and pester us, but having extra entertainment in their rooms, books and small toys that are not noisy, it usually gives us a bit of an extra lie-in, especially at the weekends, which is fab. The other reason they have toys in their ribs is we have 3 years gap between our two boys. They're 9 and 6. And when the elder one came, he was just getting into lots of very small, tiny toys, just at the point where the baby started crawling. So it made sense to have toys that weren't shared, that he could keep away from the baby and have his own space where the baby wasn't going to choke on them. So, and I also don't want to force the children to share. They have shared toys downstairs and I don't force them to share. I force them to take turns, but I don't force them to share because I think a lot of games can be ruined and a lot of bad feeling can be created by being forced to share when they're not prepared to. I give them lots of praise when they do, but they've never been forced to share, and they've always had the opportunity to say, this toy I love too much, I'm not prepared to share it, and that is fine by me. And I think we all have things which are precious to us that we don't want to lend out, and I don't see why we should force that on our children. I'm running out of time. I better quickly tell you about my do-good today. It was Be Active, which is a bit laughable, seeing as I'm doing so much exercise already at the moment, that being even more active was a bit of a daunting task. But instead, I spent it going out for a 15-minute walk out in the freezing cold, and I took my camera out with me, and I took 36 pictures. I'm out of practice making decent compositions. I found the lack of contrast. It's very frosty at the moment, very difficult to get any decent pictures, but I did get two I was pleased with out of 36 pictures I took, so I don't think that's a bad ratio. I will put one of them, the link for this, but they can be found on my Flickr Pawari. Flickr name is Pawari. And that's it, I'm running out of time. So I'm going to now try and catch up with everyone else's booze. Speak to you later, bye.